Next, we begin our discussion with item B, the Judicial Branch Administration Retirement of the Named Administrative Office of the Courts and AOC. It's an action item, and before we hear from the presenters, I believe Judge Rubin is going to ask for public comment on this issue?
Yes. On this issue, I'm asking for public... I'm sorry, I'm on my cough button. I was busy with my neighbor, I'm sorry. All right. Chief, for the record, I'm seeing nobody coming forward with public comment.
Thank you. I turn this over to Dr. Hall.
Thank you again, Chief, and good morning. With your permission and the council's permission, we'll just present our report from where we are at the council table as opposed to the usual presenter's table. As those of you in the room know, I'm Harry Hall. I'm the chair of the Judicial Council Rules and Projects Committee. I'm here today to present the recommendation of the five internal chairs of the council on the proposal to retire the names, quote, Administrative Office of the Courts and, quote, AOC. These are names by which the council, since 1961, has referred to its staff that works for the council, carrying out its policies and directives. Unfortunately, there has been a great deal of confusion over the relationship between the council and the Administrative Office of the Court, and I submit to you that today it's time to end that confusion. As you will recall, at the council's June 27th meeting, the idea of retiring the names Administrative Office of the Courts and AOC was proposed by the Chief Justice and discussed at some length by council members, a move that makes a great deal of sense. There's a compelling reason for the change, as the Chief has pointed out in the past, that is that for years there has been widespread confusion among those unfamiliar with the judicial branch that the staff of the Judicial Council was an entirely separate entity from the council and in some way independent of the council. This confusion, in my view at least, was sometimes exploited by those who did not always have the best interests of the judicial branch or the public in mind. During discussion at the council's June meeting, members expressed support for the retirement of the names. The Chief Justice asked the five internal chairs of the council to develop recommendations for amendments to the rules of court to retire the names. The Chief also asked the Administrative Director to address implementation issues. After the June council meeting, the internal chairs looked closely at the proposal to retire the names and prepared a report before you today to implement that proposal. The report contains the following recommendations. First, the Judicial Council should, effective immediately, amend rules 10.1, 10.80, and 10.81, which will replace the references to, quote, Administrative Office of the Courts with, quote, Judicial Council staff, will provide that throughout the rules of court and on all Judicial Council forms, all references to the Administrative Office of the Courts, or AOC, are deemed to refer to the Judicial Council, the Administrative Director, or the staff to the Judicial Council as appropriate, and provide that the Judicial Council, its staff, or the Administrative Director, as appropriate, will continue to perform all functions, duties, responsibilities, and obligations imposed on what has been known as the Administrative Office of the Courts. The preceding amendments to three rules were developed by the five internal chairs of the Council and reviewed on July 17th, as I noted in my report a moment ago, by the Council's Rules and Projects Committee, which recommends the proposed rule changes. The expeditious amendment of these three rules is consistent with the rules of court, which allow for rule changes to be made without a comment period, if the changes are one, non-substantive, or two, warranted by compelling circumstances. As I have mentioned, proposed changes are non-substantive. They merely retire the names used to describe the Judicial Council staff without changing in any way the functions, duties, responsibilities, or obligations of the council or its staff. Also, there are compelling reasons to retire the names Administrative Office of the Courts and AOC at this time to clarify the relationship between the council and its staff and avoid any future confusion. In addition to recommending the amendments of Rules 10.1, 10.80, and 10.81, the internal chairs recommend that the Judicial Council direct them to undertake a systematic review of the California Rules of Court and to propose additional rules amendments in the future to eliminate the references to the, quote, Administrative Office of the Courts, or the AOC, replacing them with references to the Judicial Council, the Judicial Council staff, or the Administrative Director as appropriate. This rule revision process will be careful and deliberate with an opportunity for public comment. There are presently 90 references in the rules referring to the Administrative Office of the Courts or the AOC, including the references in the three rules recommended for amendment today. In the months ahead, all of the references will be closely examined and revised to clearly and effectively state their intended meanings. Finally, the report that we have before you today recommends that the Council direct the Administrative Director and his Executive Office to implement whatever identity, organizational, and operational changes are necessary to effectuate the retirement of the names, and to do so in an expeditious and cost-efficient manner. And I believe, Judge Jarr, you have some comments on that issue at this point.
Thank you, Justice Hall. Yes, indeed. Effective upon your instruction today, immediately the Executive Office will distribute to all staff an implementation guidelines material which will lay out terminology for correspondence and reports, word templates, email signature blocks, Outlook email addresses, voicemail instructions, and other style and form guide elements to undertake measures for the retirement of the named Administrative Office of the Courts and a familiar term AOC. This will be a phased implementation approach to make all necessary changes, and I would like in advance to thank Tina Carroll, the Executive Office liaison, who has spearheaded this rational and well-organized approach and has spent considerable time with staff throughout the agency to develop this phased approach. Most changes to signage and other fixed objects will occur very quickly. They involve, in most all instances, simply deletions, which is to say that most all signs will remain in use with the letters and the name removed. In addition, an examination has been made with regard to the expertise necessary to make those adjustments depending on the kind of signage involved. We have hundreds of signs throughout the branch that have the name Administrative Office of the Courts on them. For example, in each of the trial courts in which public notice must be given who operates a building, and the name Administrative Office of the Courts appears below Judicial Council of California. An in-house solution to adhere strips that delete the Administrative Office of the Court's name, just as an example, to the existing signs and continue to use the signs is one solution. In some instances, we have vendors who will come in to make the deletions on the more sophisticated signs, the glass-backed signs and so forth. At present, the cost estimate for all sign adjustments is around $3,700. Which we think is suitable in light of the number of signs involved. Pre-printed materials, it's important to observe, will continue to be used until they are exhausted or no longer serviceable. Business cards are an example of pre-printed materials, which are printed in-house, but nonetheless printed in volume, and we will exhaust them before they're replaced for individuals with business cards that delete reference to the name Administrative Office of the Court. Our letterhead, which of course once upon a time was pre-printed on stock, is now an electronic letterhead template that appears to people my age magically when a letter is crafted. That of course will change over straight away, and I think what you'll find is that the format approved by the chief is engaging and very straightforward in replacing the one that is a bit arcane in appearance. That will, of course, be also the case with letterhead for the internal chairs, for the standing advisory committees, also with respect to the formatting for memos and reports and the like. That begins tomorrow. There will be some of these templates and the like which will be developed downstream, and they will be concluded or completed by the middle of August. The main costs, in other words, for this transition are staff time costs. We believe that the phased process should go smoothly and without undue dislocation. First phase is this week. Most of the signage is mentioned previously, electronic templates, principal pages on the website, main pages, in other words, will be adjusted. Phase two will be a 2 to 6 week rollout period, in which essentially we're just drilling down in those same locations with more detail, and then the third phase will be an extended phase for some remaining elements. So that is our plan upon the council's action, Justice Hall.
All right. Judge Jarrett, thank you for the information. In conclusion, Chief, ladies and gentlemen, on behalf of the internal chairs, I request that the council today approve the foregoing recommendations so that the names Administrative Office of the Courts and AOC, used for many decades to describe the Judicial Council staff, may be promptly, effectively, and permanently retired. And I or the other internal chairs will be glad to answer any questions the council may have.
Judge Wall.
Well, Chief, I think this makes a world of sense. It eliminates confusion, which we all encounter when we go about the state, and it evidences a clear organizational structure. We're not a two-headed monster, but a smoothly running single organization. So I would happily move approval of all the recommendations made by the five chairs, which are contained in their report of July 22nd, 2014.
Thank you, Judge Rosenberg.
I'd be happy to second that, but I do have a question. And I think it's a very well thought out logistical plan. You had mentioned, Judge Shar, that you're going to use pre-printed stock. So, for example, you mentioned business cards until exhausted, used up, or no longer serviceable. I would suggest that we do create a statute of limitations. I don't want to see pre-printed stock used, you know, 12, 15 years from now. Perhaps you should modify that and say, yes, you'll use the pre-printed stock until used up with a cutoff, a five-year cutoff. Pick a reasonable number. At some point, you have to finally bury the name. So. That's just a suggestion.
Thank you. Any further discussion on the matter? I will say I was at the Conference of Chief Justices, which also brings together a lot of national other organizations, including court managers, as well as the chief judges, that being all the appellate, those states that have appellate benches, and then the chief of that appellate conference, as well as other organizations, grant-making organizations statewide, as well as the National Center for State Courts. And I know those who are there with me can say it shocked me by the interest taken, by the claim that it caused initial panic amongst other administrative offices of the courts, but came out ultimately as described to me as brilliant. I could not, and I do not take credit for it. It was not my idea. It came to me and was discussed and vetted amongst all. But it was a national conversation, believe it or not. So there you have it. Not seeing any further hands raised in discussion of this matter, all in favor of adopting recommendations 1 through 6, please say aye.
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 Thank you. Any opposed? Matter passes unanimously. Thank you to all the internal chairs and staff of Judicial Council who worked on amending these rules.